going to do Christian dream interpretation.
那我的这个讲章里面第二段要讲这个基督徒的这个梦。
So we need some fresh dreams to work on as a group.
所以呢，我们需要一组一组的要有一些新鲜的梦。
So I'm going to ask you to put a sheet of paper and pencil next to your bed tonight and ask God for a dream.
所以今天晚上回去，我想请你们在那个床旁边放一支笔、一个张纸，然后求神给你们的新鲜的梦。
Amen.
Amen.
That simple act of putting paper next to your bed and asking for a dream will cause you to get a dream.
那呢，很简单，你就是在这个床旁边、床头柜上放一张纸、一个笔，求神给你个梦，神就会给你个梦。
And if you get a dream tonight, or you've had one in the last couple of days,
如果呢，你昨天有梦，已经有梦了，或者是你今天晚上将要做一个梦。
What I would like you to do is write it down and bring it in and share it with me tomorrow evening when I get done teaching at about 5 or 5:30.
那我就希望呢，你把你的梦记下来，然后明天我讲完下午讲完课的时候，大概是5点或5点15分，你就拿来给我。Because
I'd like to go through 4, 5, or 6 dreams as a large group.
因为呢，我希望呢，大概就是讲4, 5个你们的梦。
But before we do it as a large group, I'd like to do it with you first.
那当然呢，在我们分组的时候，我要先来跟你们分享。It
make it smoother.
然后让它可以更顺畅。So
if you do get a dream tonight, or you have one, bring it and share it with me tomorrow night.
所以如果你过去几天已经有一个梦，或者是你昨天，或是你今天晚上做到的梦呢，那你明天可以写下来，然后拿给我。I'm
looking for dreams that are shorter.
我要找的是短的梦。
Not long.
不是很长的，很多故事的梦。
I'm looking for dreams that happened in the last 2 or 3 days.
我希望是过去两三天里面你做的梦。
They do need to be written down.
然后你需要把它写下来。
You have to be willing to come to the front and share it with all of us.
然后呢，也是你愿意要到前面来跟我们分享的。
And we're going to interpret it.
那我们就会为你解梦。
And find out what's going on inside your heart.
然后就可以找出来在你里面到底发生什么事。
So you have to be willing to be open and transparent.
所以呢，你要到前面来，你必须要愿意在大家面前透明。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so hopefully 4 or 5 of you will see me tomorrow at 5:30.
希望明天大概5点半的时候，有4, 5个人可以把你们的梦带来给我。
All right, I think we're probably ready to start.
好，我想我们现在要正式开始了。
All right, so let's just review key number one.
所以我们现在再来复习一下第一个钥匙。
Quiet yourself down.
就是呢，在神的面前安静下来。
Let's say quiet ourselves down.
让我们一起说，在神的面前安静。
Key number two is to use vision.
第二把钥匙是要用眼观看。
Let's say use vision.
让我们一起说，用眼观看。
All right, now key number three.
好，现在第三把钥匙。
What he will speak to me.
就是看耶和华对我说什么话。
We're going to say that God's voice often comes as a spontaneous thought.
那在这里我们会说，神的声音呢，常常都是一个及时性的意念会进到我们心中。
God's voice often comes as a spontaneous thought.
神的声音常常就像是一个及时性的意念进到我们的心中。
It lights upon your mind.
它就在我们的心上。
That's a simple definition for the voice of God.
这是对神的声音最简单的一个定义。
I had no idea it was that simple.
我以前都不知道神的声音的定义是这么简单。
I'm listening for a booming bass voice, which I essentially never get.
我本来想听到像打雷一样的大声音，从来没听到过。
But I have spontaneous thoughts every day of my life.
但是在每天与神同行的生活里面，我总是可以得到这个及时性的意念。
How many of you have had a spontaneous thought come to you to pray for someone?
在我们当中有多少人你经历过，在你生活里面突然就有一个及时性的意念进来，要你为某人祷告？
Amen.
Amen.
How many felt that was God's voice telling you to pray for that person?
有多少人觉得那是从神来的声音，要你为那个人祷告？
Amen.
Amen.
What did God's voice sound like in that situation?
在那个情况里面，神的声音听起来像什么呢？
A booming bass voice or just a spontaneous thought?
是非常大的声音，或者只是一个在你脑海里面一个及时性的意念。 Spontaneous thought.
Amen. That's what I found.
那也是我发现的。
So I said, I think that when I listen to the voice of God,
所以呢，我就说，当我倾听神的声音的时候，
I should quiet myself down.
我要先安静我自己。
Fix my eyes on Jesus.
注目看耶稣。
And tune to spontaneity.
然后就把我的心转向一个容易接收及时性的意念。
And the spontaneous flow that comes,
然后就等候这个及时性的意念来到。
Will be coming from Jesus.
因为这个意念是从耶稣来的。
Now a second word would be flow.
那第二个字呢就是流通。
A flowing thought.
就是一个流通流动的念头。
How many of you have been in prayer?
那有多少人我们在祷告的时候
And had flow take over your prayer time.
就是在腹中好像自然就流露出一些话语来祷告。
You weren't thinking about what you were going to say, it was flowing out of you.
根本不是你脑袋里面在预先想好你要祷告什么，但它就很自然的好像就从里面有话语不断的流出来。
If you've experienced that, say amen.
如果你有经历过，请说 amen. Amen.
How many found that was very anointed?
有多少人觉得这样子的祷告是非常有恩膏的？
Amen. Amen.How many have been in prayer and had no flow take over?
那在我们当中有没有人你从来没有经历过这样自然从你里面流露出来的话语祷告？
You're just praying for 30 minutes because you know you're supposed to pray for 30 minutes.
有没有在我们当中有人就是我被规定要祷告30分钟，所以我就是30分钟好好祷告，都没有从我里面有自己的话语流出来？
Can you tell the difference?
你可以从我这举两个例子里面分别这个不同吗？
One is me praying to God, the other is a spirit praying through me.
一个是我自己定义要跟神祷告，一个是我让圣灵透过我，然后来向神祷告。
And we prefer the Spirit praying through us.
那我们呢是比较希望选择的是让圣灵来带领我们跟神祷告。
How about worship?
那敬拜又如何呢？
How many have been in worship had flow take over your worship time?
那有多少人你在敬拜的时候是感觉从里面有一个流来，来带动你的敬拜？
You weren't thinking about what you were singing, you were singing from flow.
那你根本没有预先想你要用什么话语来唱，但是从你里面就流出来这样子的话语。
If you've done that, say amen.
如果你也有这样的经历，请你说 amen.
How many found that was very anointed?
有多少人发现这样的敬拜是非常有恩膏的？
Amen.
Amen.
And the other way we can sing is I can sing just from my mind.
那还有另外一个是我可以从我的这个意念里面来唱出来。
There's no flow. I'm just thinking about what I'm singing.
那就是没有这样的流，可是在我的意念里面，我就是定义要这样来唱。
One is me singing a song to God, the other is a spirit worshiping through me.
一个呢，就是我定义要唱歌来敬拜神；另外一个就是让圣灵透过我在我的里面来敬拜神。
How about standing in front of a group and speaking?
那在大家的面前来分享或是讲道呢
？How many have had flow take over your lips?
有多少人经历过你在跟大家分享的时候，就有一个流从你的里面？出来掌管你整个的这个话语。
And you were amazed at how good you sounded.
那你会非常惊讶，当那样的状况发生的时候，你会分享的讲到非常有力。
I had no idea I was that good.
那你会觉得哇，我从来都不知道我自己这么棒。
But how many realize that's not you speaking, it's the Spirit speaking through you?
那有多少人知道，将我们这样在做的时候，其实是圣灵在我们的里面透过我们来讲道。
When flow takes over your lips, you're speaking the oracles of God.
当你呢是让这个流圣灵从你的里面来这个引导你的时候，你的嘴巴会讲出这个属神的话。
When you're not speaking from flow, it's you talking.
如果你不是顺从那个流来讲的时候，就不是神透过你在讲话，是你自己在讲。
When flow takes over your vocal box, you pray in tongues.
当那个圣灵来掌管你的这个喉咙里面的音这个音带的时候，就是呢你在讲方言。
And I think we've all done work and been in flow while we did a job. We've all done a job with flow.
我相信我们都经历过让这个灵这个流通过我们然后被神来掌管。
And how many found that when you were in flow, you did the job in a fraction of the time it normally takes?
那你有没有发现说当你这样在做顺从这个流的时候通常你做事都非常有效率。
And when you're not in flow, the job takes twice as long.
那如果你不在这个流里面的时候，你常常可能要花双倍的时间才能达到那个效果。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I said I'm going to the Bible to look for the word flow.
那我就说我要到圣经里面来找找看，圣经里面有没有关于这个流的说法。
I found it.
那我找到了。
In the margin, write down John 7:37-39.
在约翰福音七章三十七到三十九节那里。
John 7:37-39.
在约翰福音七章三十七到三十九节。
Jesus says, "Out of your innermost being shall flow."
那耶稣呢就在那里说呢，凡信的人就要从他的腹中。
How was that?
Right.
It's okay. Good, thank you. Shall flow rivers of living water.
要从他的腹中流出活水的江河。
And this he spoke concerning the Spirit.
这就是他要从他的灵里面来说话。
And so when I want to tune to my spirit,
所以当我要调整我的灵的时候，
it feels like flow.
那他就会感觉像是一个流。
Say, he feels like flow.
就是他感觉到一个流，像一个流。
Amen. For me, that was a breakthrough.
对我来说，那是一个突破。
I had asked people for 11 years, "What does my spirit feel like?"
我常常过去在十一年中问人家，那个圣灵里头感觉，灵里感觉是什么
？No one could tell me.
没有人可以告诉我。
But it was right there in the Bible all the time.
但是在圣经里面就讲到了。
He clearly says it feels like flow.
那耶稣清楚地讲出来，从他的腹中流出那个活水的江河。
Let's say together, it feels like flow.
那让我们一起来讲，那灵里的感觉就像是一个活水的江河一样。
If I want words from my spirit, I tune to flowing thoughts.
那如果呢，我想要感受灵里面有什么领受的话，我就会转向这个流。
If I want pictures and visions from my spirit, I tune to flowing pictures.
那如果呢，我希望从我的眼睛看到图画或是意象，我就转向我腹中的流。
If I want to sense God's divine emotions in my spirit, I tune to flowing emotions.
那如果呢，我希望感受到神现在的情绪跟感觉，我就转向这个流。
For 11 years, I couldn't say that.
那在我最初寻求的十一年当中，我都没有办法这样定义。
I had no definition.
我没有定义。
Well, now I do have definition.
那现在呢，我就有一个非常简单清楚的定义。
Now I can live in the Spirit.
那我现在可以活在圣灵里面。
I can live tuned to flow.
我可以活在就是学习怎么把我的灵里调向这个流。
I can stand in front of you and speak from flow.
我可以站在这边跟你们讲话，然后让我腹中的这个江河、这个流来带领我跟你们讲。
And by doing that, I'm speaking from my spirit.
那当我这样做的时候，我就是从我的灵里面来跟你们分享。
I am really thrilled to know that.
那我实在当我这样领受到的时候，我实在非常的惊讶。
After 11 years of not knowing it, I know it.
十一年以来，十一年我都不知道，现在我知道了。
Key number four.
第四个钥匙。
Oh, let's stay with key three for 1 minute.
那我们再回到这个第三把钥匙一下。
Let's make a confession together.
让我们一起来做一个悔改的祷告。
Let's say this.
让我们一起来说。
Dear Jesus.
亲爱的耶稣。
I honor your river within me.
我感谢你在我腹中的江河。
I honor your flow.
我尊荣你的流。
I choose to live in flow.
我选择活在流里面。
Because I choose the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
因为我选择圣灵的恩膏。
I prefer that over living alone.
我选择这样而不要靠我自己活。
Thank you, Jesus, for your river.
感谢耶稣你的江河。
Draw me into it.
带我进入这个河中。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Give the Lord a hand. Come on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Key number four.
第四把钥匙。
And the Lord said, record the vision.
那神就说要记下这个默示。
So key number four,
所以第四把钥匙
is to write out the flow of thoughts and pictures within you.
就是要写下神在你里面这个腹中江河流出来你所看到的图画或者是这个话语。
Write out the flow of thoughts and pictures within you.
写下来神给你的图画给你的还有你的话。
We're going to call that two-way journaling.
我们要说这是双向的日记。
Two-way journaling
是双向的日记。
I used to call it journaling.
我过去是说这就是一个日记。
But Journaling for some people is one way.
但是对某些人来说，日记只是单向的。
And we don't want one-way prayer.
那我们不希望是单向的祷告。
We want two-way prayer.
我们希望是双向的祷告。
Where God talks back.
也就是神会回应我们。
As a matter of fact, in prayer, God should do most of the talking.
事实上，在祷告生活里面，应该是神大部分的时间是在讲话的。
Because He's the smarter one of the two of us.
因为在两者之中，神总是最聪明的那一位。
Would you like a verse saying God should do most of the talking when you pray?
当你在祷告的时候，你喜不喜欢总是神在讲话？
It's Ecclesiastes 5, 1 and 2.
这个是一个非常清楚的。
Ecclesiastes 5, 1 and 2.
在这一个传道书五章一到二节里面说。
The verse says, do not be hasty in word or impulsive in thought.
他说你到神的殿中呢要谨慎脚步
To bring up a matter in the presence of God
因为敬虔听胜过愚昧人献祭
Because God's in heaven and we're on earth
因为上帝在天上你在地上
And therefore let your words be few
所以你的言语要寡少
So he's saying when you come to pray shut up
所以那个意思就是说你来神的面前祷告的时候请你闭嘴
That's my paraphrase
那是我的这个比喻
So write down the flow of thoughts.
所以呢，我们再回到这个
I said, God,
即时的意念。
I said, God, that's a bad idea.
那我对神说，主啊，这真的不太好。
I said, I hate writing.
我不喜欢记录。
And I hate English spelling and grammar.
那我也不喜欢英文的文法啦，还有拼字。
And my prayer time already does not work.
那我的祷告这个时间来看起来呢已经非常不好了
And if I have to write it out it will be doubly dead
那如果呢我再记录下我祷告的结果呢那就是双倍的死亡
And God said if your approach isn't working you could try mine
那神就说如果你靠自己的方法要找到途径不成功的话你为什么不试一下我的方法呢
Just in case I know something
神就说诶一不小心可能我知道比你多一点哦
Would you agree if your approach isn't working, you could try the Bible's approach just in case?
你同不同意我？当你照自己的方法行不通的时候，你要不要试一试圣经上所说的方法
？I said, "Okay, God, I will try journaling to prove it's not going to work in my case."
那我就跟神说：“神，好，我会证明给你看，写日记对我来说是根本行不通的。”
It's amazing God works with people like me.
我真的非常惊讶，神可以像我。这样子的顽石身上工作
So I got my pencil out
所以我就拿起我的笔
I quieted myself down
那我就安静自己
Fixed my eyes on Jesus
注目在耶稣的身上
Wrote down Lord what do you want to say to me
然后就要记下神要跟我说的话
And I tuned the flow
然后就把我自己转向腹中的江河这个流
And I wrote out about a half a page of stuff
然后我就开始写下几乎快要半页的这个字
And I said, that's amazing.
那我就对自己说，这个太叫我惊讶了。
I took it to my wife Patty and said, read this.
我就拿给我太太 Patty 看，说，请你读一下。
And she read it.
然后她看了。
I said, do you think that's God?
那我就问她说，你觉得这是从神来的吗？
She said, I believe that's God.
她对我说，我相信这是从神来的。
Guess what that did to my faith?
你相不相信这个对我的信心所造成的影响？突然上升。
How many need your faith to go?
有多少人像我一样需要信心突然上升
Amen. Amen. So with increased faith, I went back and did it a second time.
所以因为信心增加了，所以我又做了第二次。
And I wrote for 30 minutes from flow.
那我就连续30分钟不停地把那个我里面的流所感动到的事情写下来。
I took it to Patty and she said, yeah, I believe that's still God.
那我就拿给我太太 Patty 看，她就告诉我说，啊，我觉得这也是从神来的啊。
Guess what happened to my faith?
那你觉得我的信心如何了？又加速上升。
I went back and journaled another 30 minutes.
那我又回去再做了30分钟这样子的记录。
Patty said it was still God.
那我太太告诉我还是从神来的。
In the afternoon, I journaled for an hour before I shared it with Patty.
然后呢，到了下午的时候呢，我就自己又继续了一个小时，然后才跟我太太分享。
She kept saying it was God.
那他一直都不断地肯定我，告诉我说那是从神来的。
I got 5 hours of journaling in the first day I learned to hear God's voice.
在我第一天要这样做记录的时候，我就在神的面前，就是停留了五个小时。
This is from a guy who couldn't even hear God's voice the day before.
那我在前一天甚至都听不到神的声音。
How many would consider that a major breakthrough?
有多少人认为像我这样的经历是一个很大的这个突破？Amen.
My life has been completely changed.
我的生活从此之后完全的改变了。
Because now I too can do nothing on my own initiative, but only when I hear him speaking.
因为我现在也要像耶稣一样，我不靠自己做什么，我要听到神要我做的，我才去做。
And my Christian experience has been changed.
那我的基督徒的生活的经历也开始改变了。
It's a whole lot more fun.
也更有趣了。
Because Jesus is laughing a lot of the time.
因为耶稣跟我在一起的常常都在笑。
And he told me a whole bunch of things I didn't have to do.
那他也告诉我很多事情是我不需要去做的。
I'd say, what are we going to do today?
那我就问他说，我们今天应该做什么？
He'd say, let's do this.
他就告诉我说，那我们来做这个。
I'd say, yeah, but don't I have to do this, this, and this first so I can be a spiritual Christian?
我说，那我不是应该做这样 ABCD, 然后才能够成为一个属灵的基督徒吗？
He said, no, that's not important.
那耶稣就跟我说，那个不重要。
I said, are you sure?
那我就说，你确定吗？
He said, I'm sure.
耶稣说，我确定啊。
And all of my religious activities that used to get me close to God, I don't really need to do.
那一些过去我认为可以让我更接近神的那些宗教的那些途径都不需要了。
All I really have to do is these four things.
那我所需要做的就是这四把钥匙所做的。
It's what Habakkuk did.
这就是我要做的。
It's what John did in Revelation 1, 10 and 11.
这个是这个约翰在这个启示录里头所做的。
All right, so four keys to hearing God's voice.
所以这是聆听神声音的四把钥匙。
By the way, are there many examples in the Bible of people journaling and writing out their prayers?
你知道在圣经中有很多历史是讲到这个他们倾听神的声音，然后他们也写下日程日记。
Yes. Give me a few examples.
那你们知道了，可不可以给我几个例子
？Shout them out.
圣经里面他们有这样子聆听神的声音，然后也有记录这个日记的。
What do we got? Daniel, yes.
Daniel, 但以理，是的。
What else? Isaiah, yes.
以赛亚，是的。
How about the Psalms?
雅歌，诗篇呢？
How about all the prophets? All the prophets?
那些先知书呢？
How about the whole book of Revelation?
那整个启示录呢？
Yes.We have hundreds of chapters demonstrating journaling.
我们有上百章的圣经的经文在讲到记录神跟我们中间对话的这个日记。
And I had never once heard a sermon saying it might be nice to journal.
那我从来就很少听到有人在讲道的时候分享说你要写属灵日记。
And yet I thought I was full gospel because I spoke in tongues.
那我以为呢，只要我讲了方言呢，我就得到全部的福音。
And God said, Mark, you're not really full, you're just fuller than you used to be.
那神告诉我说，其实呢，你根本还没有丰满，你只是比以前饱一多一点而已。
You've still got major sections of scripture you're not doing.
你还有圣经中很多其他的经文，你都还没有得着。
So I repented and now I lead people in journaling.
所以呢，我就向神认罪悔改，并且带领人呢，做这样的属灵的日记。
And we're going to journal in just a few minutes.
那我们待会儿会给大家时间呢，来写这个属灵的日记。
We'll try it and see if it works.
那我们要试试看，是不是可以
？Amen.
Amen.
All right. Before we try it, let's review.
那当我们要试着听神的声音之前，我们再来复习一下。
I want to get the four keys down to four words.
我要把这四把钥匙改成四个字。
That way you can memorize them.
这样子你们就可以记得。
Next to number one, would you write this?
那在这个第一把钥匙，请你写下这个。
Stillness，
安静。
Let's say it together。
让我们一起说，安静。
Okay。Key number two。
第二把钥匙。
Is vision。
是意象。
Let's say it together。
让我们一起说，意象。
Key number three。
钥匙三。
Spontaneity。
及时的意念。
Can we say it together?
让我们一起来说，及时的意念。
And key number four.
钥匙四。
Journaling.
就是记录，记录。
Amen. All right, let's say all four words.
让我们一起来把这四个一起读完。
Stillness.
安静。
Vision.
意象。
spontaneity,
及时性的意念,
and journaling.
记录.
Now there's hand motions that go with it.
那还有那个手势来表达这四个。
Follow me in this.
那跟我一起来做。
Stillness,
安静,
vision,
意象,
spontaneity,
及时的意念,
and journaling.
记录。
All right, one more time. Let's say them together.
让我们一起再来说。
Stillness, vision, spontaneity, journaling. Turn to somebody who looks friendly and tell them those four words with the hand motions.
转向一个和善的人，把讲的跟做的，跟他做给他看。
Go ahead. Go ahead.If you've got it, say, I've got it.
如果你得着了，你就说我得到了。
Amen. Amen. I have a question.
有没有？
How many of those,
有一个问题。
How many of those four do you think we should use at one time if we want to hear God's voice?
Oh, at the same time?
Yeah, how many of the four should we use at the same time if we want to hear God's voice?
那有多少人在我们当中认为说，这四把钥匙是每一次我们要倾听神声音的时候都要一起使用的？
How many?
有多少一起使用四把钥匙
Four. Who said three? Three is wrong.
所以三把钥匙一起用是不对的
Four is the right answer.
四把钥匙一起用才是对的答案
How many did Habakkuk use to hear God's voice? How many of these four keys did Habakkuk use?
那这四把钥匙怎么样哈巴谷怎么来用这四把钥匙
Did he use all four?
他是不是四把都用呢
And so we will use all four.
所以我们也要四把钥匙都用
Say I will use all four.
那一起来说我们四把钥匙都要用都要用
I'll use them all at the same time.
而且是四把一起用
And I have a promise for you.
那我有一个应许给你。
If you use all four at the same time, you will hear God's voice.
如果你四把钥匙一起用的话，你一定会听到神的声音。Amen.
It's a money back guarantee.
这是一个不灵就退还你钱的保证。
And Deborah gives you the money back.
那我要付钱，but take it from your bank.
Did she translate that accurately? I don't think so. I have a trust issue here.
我们要都要解决一下信任的问题。
Okay, so let's try it.
那让我们试一试看。
Turn to page 9.
那我们翻到第九页。
And I'm going to give you a chance to journal.
我要给大家一个机会来记录神的这个聆听神声音。
It's going to be a chance to write a love letter to Jesus.
现在是有机会写一封情书给耶稣的时候。
And to let him respond and write back to you.
然后呢，让耶稣来给你回应。
When Patty and I were engaged, we were in college.
当我跟我太太谈恋爱的时候呢，订婚，那时候我们还在大学。
In the summer, we were separated by a 5-hour drive.
那在这个夏天夏季的时候呢，我们住的地方相差五个小时的车程。
And so even though I hated to write,
那所以即使呢，我很不喜欢写信。
Every single day, all summer, I would write a love letter to Patty.
那一个暑假，每一天我都会写一封信给我太太。
It's amazing how love can change a person.
哦，爱的力量实在太大了，可以改变我。
Amen.
Amen.
So I don't know if you have ever written a love letter to Jesus.
我不知道你有没有写过情书给耶稣。
But I want to give you a chance to do that.
但是我希望给你一个机会来写情书给耶稣。
I'm going to ask if you would write one paragraph.
我想你可以写一段。
Now I know you can write a lot more than one paragraph.
当然我知道你可以写的不止一段。
But would you limit it to just one paragraph?
但是因为时间的关系，我们就只写一段给耶稣。
And say, Lord, here's why I love you so much.
然后告诉耶稣说耶稣啊，我是这样子的爱你。
And then after you've written one paragraph,
然后当你写完了那一段之后,
would you let him speak back to you?
然后你就开始聆听，看耶稣怎么回应你。
And tell you how much he loves you.
让他来告诉你，他有多爱你。
And in that way, it's going to become a two-way love letter.
那样子的话呢，就是一个双向的情书。
You share your heart with him.
你把你的心向他写明。
He shares his heart back with you.
他也向他写明，向我写明他的心。
And so for the second paragraph, I'd like you to do this.
所以在第二段的时候，我就要你这样做。
I'd like you to use the four keys.
我要请你用这四把钥匙。
I'd like you to have your eyes fixed on Jesus.
我希望你要注目在耶稣的身上。
And he can be sitting there in the chair next to you.
也许他就坐在你的椅子旁边。
Or if you'd rather go and sit by a hillside in Galilee, that's fine too.
如果你要想象你是坐在加利利的山上，也可以。
The key thing is to be comfortable together with Jesus.
重要的是你要觉得跟耶稣在一起非常的这个舒适。
So you pick a scene where you feel comfortable.
所以你要选一个你觉得最舒适的场景。
And I'd like you to just picture Jesus there with you.
然后就是想象耶稣跟你在一起。
And if your mind objects and gets in the way,
如果你的这个已经注意力消失呢？
I'd like you to do what Jesus told you to do.
那我要那个你做耶稣叫你做的。
He said, "Become like a child."
他就说呢，要像一个回转，像一个孩子。
So go ahead and just picture yourself as an eight-year-old child with Jesus.
所以就想象你自己回到八岁的样子跟耶稣在一起。
And that gets your mind out of the way.
那就会让你呢这个理性暂时这个退后，然后让你才可以用感性跟耶稣在一起。
And so you'll have your eyes fixed on Jesus.
所以让你的眼睛注目在耶稣的脸上。
And you tune to spontaneity.
然后你把你的灵调向这个即时性的意念，调向你的江河。
And you write the second paragraph from that spontaneous flow that comes to you.
然后在第二段你要你倾听耶稣告诉你的话的时候，你要记录下来的时候，你就等这个流来的时候，你就把它记下来。
And we don't stop and analyze or test or doubt while we're writing.
那我们不用在写的时候来怀疑这是不是从神来的。
We just take 4 or 5 minutes and we write in childlike faith.
我们只要用孩子般的这个心来这个记录。
And even if you're not 100% sure, you write in faith.
就算你不是百分之百觉得自己是在信心中写的。
Because once it's written down, we can then go back and test it later.
那也没有关系，你还是可以把它写下来，因为只要你写下来了之后，你都还可以再去查验这是不是从神来的。
And if we find it was impure and not fully from Jesus, we can cross out any lines we want to.
如果你后来再去查验，觉得好像不是都是从神来的，你可以就把这张撕掉也没有问题。
But we're going to leave testing till step two.
但是我们要把查验放在第二步。
Step one is just receiving.
第一步就是先做领受。
So during this journaling time, I don't want you wrinkling your brow and testing.
所以呢，在第一步在聆听记录的时候，我不希望你一直心里在想这是不是从神来的。
If I see you wrinkling your brow, I will squirt you with my squirt gun.
那呢，如果呢，我看到你好像是在那边在查验的样子，我就会来这个
No testing allowed.
那不需要来测试。
Not for 5 minutes.
请你这五分钟要记录的时候不要测试，不要查验。
Okay, are you ready?
可以吗？
Amen.
Okay. Yes.
All right. I'm going to give you about 8 or 9 minutes.
我会给大家八九分时间。
Just to be alone with Jesus and share your heart with him.
就是单独的跟耶稣在一起，把你的心告诉他。
And if you're tired of sitting down and want to slip on the floor and lay on the floor, that's fine with me.
如果你坐着觉得累了，你想躺在地上也可以。
And I'm going to draw you back together in about 8 or 9 minutes.
那八九分钟之后，我会再跟大家说时间到。
So you're on your own for a few minutes to journal.
所以现在这几分钟，你是单独跟耶稣在一起的时候。
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to draw us back together in a moment or two.
那我们再过一两秒，我们就要回来。
If we can come back as a large group. I would like to ask you a question.
我想要问大家一个问题。
If you were able to write something down that you felt came from God, would you say Amen?
你可以写下你觉得是从神来的，请你说 Amen, Amen.
That's exciting.
非常兴奋，对不对？
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
His words are very powerful.
这个聆听神的声音记录下来是非常容易的。
They speak deeply into our hearts.
神的声音可以在我们心灵的深处对我们说话。
I'd like to ask if we could break into groups of two. If we could, in just a moment, we're going to break up into groups of two.
那再一会儿我们叫两个人一组。
And I'd like you to share a little bit of your journaling if you can.
那我希望就彼此分享一下你刚才所记录的，如果你可以讲出来的话。
If you feel it's too personal and you can't read what Jesus said to you, that's fine.
如果你觉得那个太个人了，你不能把耶稣对你所说的讲出来的话，也没有问题。
But if you can read what Jesus said to you, I'd like you to do that.
但如果你可以读出耶稣对你说的话，我希望你把它读出来给对方听。
And it's up to you if you want to read what you said to him, that's fine too.
那如果就是说你也想把你跟耶稣讲的读出来。那就由你自由决定。
Or if you only want to read what he said back to you, that's fine.
或者你只想读他对你说的话，也可以。
I would like to ask you not to paraphrase it.
那我要希望大家不要彼此比较。
And I'd like to ask because his words are more powerful than your paraphrase.
因为呢，哦，就是你也不要自己再把它重组神的话，因为神对你所说的是比我们自己所说的是更有力的。
And I'd like to ask you not to tell stories or preach sermons.
那我也希望在读的过程中你不要就开始讲道了，或是开始传讲你要讲的一套东西。
Just simply read what Jesus said to you.
只要单单的把耶稣对你说的话读出来，这样就好了。
And if you're listening to someone read and your heart bears witness it came from Jesus, tell them so.
如果这个一方在分享，另外一方觉得这是从神来的，请你也回应他说，我觉得这段话是从神来的。
And just say, I believe that's Jesus speaking.
就简单的对他说，我相信这是耶稣在对你所说的话。
And build up their level of faith.
帮助对方建立他的信心。
All right, so now you have to find somebody who looks friendly.
那你现在找一位看起来很和善的人。
Smile and tell them you're friendly.
那他对你微笑的那一个就是。
And move around if you have to find a friendly person.
如果你要前后找人也都没有问题。
I'm going to give you about 5 minutes. 5 minutes in groups of two.
Groups of two. 5分钟可以两个两个来分享。
Groups of two.
两个两个，五分钟。
Amen. Okay. Mike, can we come back as a large group?We're going to use this. We're going to use this microphone also, okay?
一、二、三。
Okay. All right, let's come back as a large group.
好，我们现在暂停。
If you were blessed by what God shared with someone next to you, would you say amen?
如果你被对方的分享祝福了，请你就说 amen。
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Woo!Amen. I'm going to ask for 3 or 4 volunteers to come and read their journaling to with us.
我现在邀请三四位，你自愿上来分享你的这个属灵日记的。
And I'm going to ask that you simply read what the Lord said back to you.
那我想要请你只读耶稣对你所说的那段话。
So we'll skip the part of what you said to him.
所以呢，就不用读你告诉耶稣的那些话。
And you'll just read what he said back to you.
你只要读出来耶稣对你说的那些话。
And again, I ask that you don't paraphrase it.
然后我要请你不要重新再组装那些话。
And don't tell stories.
不要讲故事。
And don't preach sermons.
然后不要讲道。
If you do, I will drop my Bible on your head if you do.
如果你要开始讲道，我就要把我的那个圣经丢在你头上。
So you have been warned.
所以你就被警告了。
All right. How about 2 or 3 people raising their hand to come to the front and
give you a
microphone here?
愿意举手，那就可以来前面拿这个麦克风来分享。
Don't be shy.
不要害羞。
All right, raise your hand. I'll call on you. You see a hand?
那边有一位举手，对不对？
I see nobody's hands. Come on, whoever wants to come.
有举手的，要不要出来？
Okay, are you coming? Who's coming? Everybody's got their hands under their laps. Okay, got it.
Oh, okay.
Here's one. How about one more? One, two, or two more?
好不好再一两位？ Come on. 有没有再一两位出来？
Come on, just right here. Just use this right here. Anyone else want to come? There's another volunteer. Praise God. Let's give him a hand. Amen. Her,
给他一个鼓掌。Come on. 那现在请先上来。请先上来，在旁边。对。
And one more person.
还有再一位。还有没有一位？好，这一位。
Here, right here. Is your hand up?
Yeah, two.
Two. Well, both of them. Come on. Okay, both of them. Both of you come. And just make a row.
请上来。
Yeah, come and just make a row here in the platform. That'll be fine.
请排队在这边。对。
Yeah, just stand right here in the platform. That'll be fine.So we are going to translate what you have. So what we'll have is read one sentence, and then we're going to translate, okay?
So 请你讲 she's going to translate. 讲一句中文，然后我要讲一句英文。
Okay, okay. No wonder he looked confused when I was talking to him. Okay, all right.
我是永和福音堂林宗贤传道哈。这是主对我说的话哈。孩子，我知道你爱我。
This is the words from the Lord. My son, I know that you love me.
经过这场人生的低潮,
After the really down period of your life,
你更靠近我,
you are closer to me.
其实我渴望来靠近你。
Actually, I'm the one who wants to close to you more than
不要惧怕, 也不要惊慌。
Don't be frightened.
无论你往哪里去,
No matter where you go,
我必与你同在。
I will be with you.
只管跟从我。
Just follow me.
我要使你得人如鱼。
I will make you a fisherman.
你若喂羊，我的羊。
If you feed my sheep.
对不起，你若爱我。
If you love me.
喂羊，我的羊。
Feed my sheep.
我会把羊带到你这里来。
I will bring the sheep to you.
你要照顾他们。
You will take care of them.
好像我照顾你一样。
As I take care of you.
就会有很好的成长。
And then they will grow, multiply.
Amen. Let's give my hand. Amen. Woo!
好，下一位。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
大家平安，我是台北复兴堂洪淑霞。神跟我讲，
Lord,
我的孩子
my children,
我知道你的软弱。
I know your weakness.
我认识你。
I know you.
我创造你。
I create you.
我拣选你。
I choose you.
我也爱你。
And I love you.
你是我手中的工作。
You are the work on my hand.
你要相信世上没有人像你。
You have to trust there no one like you in the world.
你在我的眼中是如此的独特。
You are so unique in front of my eyes.
你的一切我都非常在乎。
I care about everything related to you.
你摆上的我都纪念。
And whatever you give to me, I remember.
我的孩子。
My daughter.
要完全的相信我的爱。
Fully trusting my love.
要承认我是你的阿爸父。
Don't forget, I'm your Abba父。Father,
一切都在我的手中。
Everything is in my hand.
我掌权。
I'm in charge.
我不永远发愤怒。
I will never angry forever.
我的恩典是一生之久。
I'm grace for you is one life
long. 怒气是一瞬间。怒气是一瞬间。
My anger is just a minute.
所以我的孩子。
So my children.
你要更多来认识我。
You should know me more.
我不是严父。
I'm not a very strict
father. 我是良善慈爱的。
I'm a loving father.
你要相信我的良善。
You have to trust my kindness.
明白我是赐平安意念的神。
And know that I'm the one to give you peace.
我把一切美好的福气都要赐给你。
I will bless you with all abundance.
我是你的天父。
I'm your heavenly father.
Let's give her a hand, all right? Thank you.
给主一个掌声。
我是从香港来的，我的名字叫 Hosanna.
My name is Hosanna.
Hosanna. 我是看到图画，然后也有神的话语。
I saw the picture and also hear what the Lord said to me.
我见到耶稣就是我的良人。
I saw Jesus as my bride.
然后我跟他就在一个风光明媚的庄园里面翩翩起舞。
And I'm dancing with Jesus in one of the farmhouse.
然后他的眼睛有我，我的眼里也有他。
In his eyes, I can see myself. In my eyes, I can see Jesus.
然后在他的眼睛里面说，他的没有说话，可是他就是像好像我领受到，我就是他所恩宠的。
From his eyes, I can realize that I'm the chosen one, and I'm very anointed by him.
我是宝，他的宝贝。
I'm his treasure.
然后我就听到他有一句话：“你是我宝贵的小公主。
”
跟我身形不一样哦，
that,
在那里边我很轻盈哦。
In the picture, I was very slender.
我是土城云浦教会陈秀妹。主主说
Lord said,
孩子来尝尝我的滋味。
Come taste my kindness.
我乐意分享我的一切给你。
I love to share everything of mine with you.
请来喝。
Please drink.
你比什么都还要美丽。
You are more beautiful than anything else in the world.
我因你心动。
I was touched by you.
我要医治你。
I will heal you.
使你美丽更美丽。
Make you more beautiful.
我把世上美丽的色彩都加在你身上。
I will give all the colorful things around you, make as a decoration.
我从远处就看见你。
I can see you from afar.
我一见你就心动。
As soon as I saw you, I was touched and happy.
因为我早已爱上你了。
Because I fall in love with you a long time ago.
我不会离开你。
I will never leave you.
Amen.
Amen.
Give her a hand.
如果你觉得刚才所读的都从神来的，请说阿门。
阿门。
I felt it was all God. It was great.
我觉得那几位分享的都是从神来的，非常感恩。
Isn't it amazing how easy it is?
是不是很惊讶，这么简单就可以听到神的声音？
Amen.
Amen.
And for children, it's even easier.
对小孩来说，其实倾听神的声音会更容易。
If you teach these four kids to any Sunday school class, they can all hear God's voice.
如果你把这四把钥匙在这个儿童主日学教导他们，他们马上就可以听到神的声音了。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We would like you to go back to your churches and teach this course.
我们希望大家使用这些材料回到各自的教会，你们可以来教导。
The big book that you have is available for sale here in Taiwan.
那一本这个疾风细雨的这本翻好的这个中文书呢，也可以在台湾买到。
It's designed to be a 10 to 12 week course.
那应该是一个10到12周的课程。
And so people can come together once a week and journal and share their journaling.
所以呢，大家可以在各自在家里的时候就可以做这个属灵的日记，然后再带来每周碰一次面来分享。
And they can discuss the chapter or chapters of the book that they've read during the week.
然后他们在聚集的那一次也可以来分享在那一周他们读的那一章。
And you can teach the key principles as you want to.
那你也可以教导这个这个几个钥匙的这个事。
And I do imagine we'll have some DVDs available soon that you could also use if you want to.
然后我也知道可能我们很快也会有 DVD, 好，所以大家也可以用这个 DVD。
Now when it comes time for the seminar guides, you can download this free from our website.
那我们这次上课所用的这些资料，在这个 Mark 老师他的这个 website 哈，他的这个网址上面都可以免费的把它 download 下来。
I'll give you our website address.
那我会给大家我的 website 的地址。
It's www.
是 www.
CWG.
CWG.
Ministries.
Ministries.M-I-N-S-T-R-I-E-S.
M-I-N-I-S-T-R-I-E-S. Ministries. CWGministries.org.
是不是在我们的讲义上面就有了？封面。
Is it there?
Yes.
We got it? It's on the front cover.
在我们的封面 ,Mark 老师他的电话号码下面的这一行 就是他的网址。
And when you get there, click on the section that says free books.
那当你们进入这个网站的时候，就找到一个免费书籍 free book 那一块。
When you get the free books, click on the section that says Chinese.
那当你到了那个 free books 的时候，你就点一个上面写 Chinese 中文的那一个。
And you will find the seminar guide that you're using is available there.
你就会看到免费可以 download 下来我们今天用的这一些讲义资料。
We are correcting just a few things in it right now, so we'll upload a new version in a week or two.
那我们现在正在更新一些东西，所以再过一两周可能就会有新的资料。
You're free to reproduce that seminar and use it in your home group or in your churches.
大家都可以自由的 download 下来，在你的小组或是在教会里面来使用。
We'd like to have you teaching this stuff.
那我们很欢迎大家用这些资料来教导。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go to the next page in our seminar guide, page 3.
那我们现在到我们的讲义的第三章。
And we'll talk about Christian spirit encounter, as it relates to New Age spirit encounter.
那我们现在就要来分享基督徒在灵方面的接触跟新世纪的灵接触。
We are very different from cult groups.
我们跟这个异教的接触、灵的接触是非常不同的。
Our goal is to meet with Yahweh, the Creator of the universe.
我们的在灵的方面的接触，目的是要跟创造主亚威来这个相遇。
And our foundation is Scripture.
那我们的基础呢，是以圣经为基础。
And we're going to invite the Holy Spirit to lead us in the prayer.
那我们是透过圣灵的带领来跟神祷告。
And we're going to pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
而且我们是奉耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Now, cult groups are not going to do that.
但是这个异教徒不是这样。
Their goal is not to meet with Yahweh, the creator of the universe.
他们的目的呢，并不是要跟创造主相遇。
They're just seeking to have any kind of spirit encounter that's available.
他们就在寻找任何可以跟他们的灵接触的这些。
They'll get hung up with evil spirits a bunch of the time.
所以他们常常就找到了邪灵。
They're not going to bring their revelations back to the Bible to compare them to the Bible.
他们也不会把他们所领受的再带回到圣经来查验。
And they don't pray in the name of Jesus. They use drugs and mantras.
然后他们也不是透过奉耶稣基督名祷告来跟神接触，他们是透过药物、咒语跟灵媒。
So even though you will see some similarities between what they and we do, there's still many differences.
所以就算在外表上这些异教徒跟我们要跟神相遇呢，好像有点类似，但是其实是大大的不相同。
Now I have a question.
那我现在有个问题。
When I bring my journaling back to the Bible, what question should I ask?
当我把我的属灵异这个日记呢带到圣经的时候，带到圣经里的时候，我要来寻找什么？
Let me present two possible questions.
那我要提出两个。
I could say, where is that in the Bible?
那我第一个要问的就是说，在我所记的记录里面，在圣经里面可以找到吗？
Or I could say, is my journaling compatible with what's in the Bible?
或者就是说，我所记录的这个属灵笔记跟圣经里面讲的相不相似？
Which question do you think is better to use?
那你觉得哪一个比较好用？
Tell me.
请你们告诉我。哪一个比较好用？
Anyone? Does my stuff need to be in the Bible or simply compatible with what's in the Bible?
我的日记需不需要被记录在圣经里面，或者它只要合乎圣经的原则就可以了？ Second one, compatible.
Compatible is right.
答案就是只要符合圣经的原则。
The reason I don't think it actually has to be in the Bible is this reason.
那就是说，我不认为我的属灵日记必须在圣经里面可以找到的原因是这样。
Jesus said, "I've got things to share with you, but you cannot bear them now."
耶稣说过，我还有很多的事要告诉你们，但是你们现在还承受不了。
So Jesus specifically said that he did not share everything that he knows.
所以耶稣已经很清楚告诉我们，在圣经里面他并没有把所有他要跟我们分享的事情都写。
So if we come to a point where we could bear it, he could share it with us.
但是当我们成长到一个程度，我们可以领受接受的话，他就会跟我们分享。
John said if he wrote everything Jesus did, all the books of the world would not contain it.
约翰说如果他把耶稣所有所做的事都记在记录下来的话，那圣经根本就永远写不完。
So again, we're specifically told God and Jesus have done things that are not in here.
所以呢，就是说，其实还有一些神所做的跟耶稣所做的事情是没有写在圣经里面。
So it's important that you know where you stand on this issue.
所以呢，很重要就是你应该知道你的立场是怎么样。
Because Christians do disagree.
因为呢，基督徒当中也有对一些看法是不相不不彼此这个认同的。
I personally feel if my journaling and vision is compatible with the Bible, that's okay.
我个人认为，如果我的意象啦、异梦啦，跟我所记的属灵笔记是跟圣经的原则是相合的、相融的，我就觉得是好，是 OK 的。
Tomorrow I'm going to teach you about left and right hemisphere brain functions.
那明天我就要跟大家分享到这个左脑右脑的这个功能。
One young man raised his hand in my seminar and said, Mark, show me that in the Bible.
有一个年轻人在我的特会里面呢就提出挑战说 Mark, 你把你的这个所说的在圣经里面找出来告诉我。
I said, it's not in the Bible, but I think it's compatible with what's in the Bible.
那我就告诉他说可能在圣经里面找不到但是它是符合圣经原则的。
Because the Bible says we each have different gifts and some are prophets and some are teachers.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们每一个人属灵的恩赐都不同，有的人是先知，有的人是传福音的。
He said, "No, if you cannot show it to me in the Bible, what you're teaching is heresy."
那这一个他就告诉我说，如果你所教的这些东西，你还有你的属灵日记这些东西，不能在圣经里面找到的话，那你告诉我的就是假的。
So I said, "Well, could I ask you a question?"
那我就问他说，那你我可不可以问你一个问题
？He said, "Sure."
他说当然。
I said, "Do you believe in Sunday school?"
我说你相不相信这个主日学啊
？Do you send your kids there?
你送不送你的孩子去那里啊
？He said, "Yes."
他说当然啊，我送啊。
I said, "Show it to me in the Bible."
我说，请你告诉我在圣经哪里有写。
How many know it's not in the Bible?
有多少人知道圣经上没有写要送你的孩子去儿童主日学
I said, do you believe in public school?
我说你相不相信这个成人主日学呢
And do you send your kids there?
Oh, no, no.
To public, well, what's your government school?
你送不送你的孩子去幼稚园公立学校
And do you send your kids there?
你送不送你的孩子去呢
He said, yes.
他说是啊我会送我的孩子去
I said, would you show me where that is taught in the Bible?
我说那请你告诉我在圣经里面哪里有写你要送你的孩子去公立学校读书
Because what's taught in the Bible is that parents teach children.
因为在这个圣经里面根本不可能包含所有的这些事
And I said, so you don't even believe what you're telling me I have to do.
所以呢我就告诉他说你根本就不相信的事情你为什么要告诉我要去相信
You're doing a whole bunch of things which are not in the Bible.
你做了一些完全都不是写在圣经里面的事情。
And you're telling me I cannot believe anything unless it's specifically stated in the Bible.
但是你却告诉我说，我必须要做的是要清清楚楚的写在圣经里面的。
So I said I don't believe that it has to be specifically stated.
所以我就告诉他说，我不相信这些是要清清楚楚的写在圣经里面。
And the practice of your life proves that you don't believe it has to be specifically stated.
而你的生活的果子也可以证明说，你也是不需要。完全在圣经里面找到这样的答案，你才去做。
And so I told him, you just need to back off a little bit.
那我就跟他说，你只需要就是稍微退后一点。
Because some people will try to push you around.
因为有些人会给你施加压力。
And it sounds very biblical what they say.
他们讲起来好像非常符合圣经。
They'll say that teaching is not found anywhere in the Bible.
他们会说，这个人的教导在圣经里面都找不到。
And it sounds good.
听起来很有理。
But I said, but I don't believe it has to be specifically stated in the Bible.
那我说，其实我不相信它需要完全一字一句的，都完全相同的记在圣经里。
I only believe it's got to be compatible with the Bible.
但是我觉得它必须要是符合圣经原则的。
Some people reject the revival that has broken out in Toronto.
那有些人就拒绝说这个。在多伦多的这个复兴
，They say people up there roar.
有人说他们在那个多伦多的复兴的人，他们就在那里吼叫。
And they say roaring is not in the Bible.
那他就说圣经里面没有讲到这个圣灵充满的时候要吼叫。
And therefore, it's a counterfeit movement.
所以呢，在多伦多的大复兴，复兴呢，其实是一个假的。
And I say, roaring doesn't have to be in the Bible.
那我就说呢，它不需要，一定要完全写在圣经上。
It's just got to be compatible with biblical truth.
它就是要跟圣经的真理是相合的，是符合的。
And I think roaring's compatible with the Bible.
那我觉得那个吼叫应该是符合圣经的。
You're supposed to shout and dance before the Lord.
因为你在神的面前要呼喊、呐喊、跳舞。
I sure think a roar could be part of a shout someplace.
那我觉得那个吼叫也可以是呐喊中的一部分呢。
So again, you need to know where you're going to stand.
所以你要知道你自己的神学立场在什么哪里。
And know why the Bible allows you to stand there.
然后让你知道说为什么圣经的这个让。可以让你的立场站得稳。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you have questions as we go along, write them down.
如果在听课的过程中有任何问题，请你把它记下来。
And you can hand them in to whoever.
Joseph.
Joseph.
那你们就可以交给 Joseph.
Is Joseph here?
Joseph.
Wave your hand if you're here.
或者是交到那个服务台去，就是我们左手边门开出去那个服务台。如果你们有问题。可以写在纸上面交给服务台的同工他们会再拿给讲员
And if you can't find Joseph, give him to Deborah
那如果找不到那个服务台的人就看到我的话也可以交给我
And what we will do is we will cover those questions from time to time we'll take some time to answer questions
那你们把问题交来的时候我就会在课堂里面来回答这些问题
All right, page 3, moving down to the bottom
好我们第三页再继续
Some biblical safeguards for hearing God's voice.
那聆听神的声音的时候，圣经所提供的一些的保护措施。
We obviously want to be safe and not get messed up by demons.
当然，在我们聆听神的声音的时候，我们要非常小心，不要被这个圣灵，不要被邪灵所搅扰。
Here are 5 things that can keep you safe.
那有五件事可以让你呢接受保护。
Number 1, be a born again Christian.
第一个就是你是重生的基督徒。
Now, we're not saying that non-Christians cannot hear the voice of God.
我这样子讲并不是说非基督徒都听不到神的声音。
How many know it was the voice of God that got you saved?
那有多少人知道其实先听到神的声音然后才让你得救。
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible is full of non-Christians hearing God's voice.
在圣经上有一些都是非基督徒听到神的声音的这个见证。
Nebuchadnezzar heard God's voice.Nebuchadnezzar heard God's voice.
尼布甲尼撒王听到神的声音。
And Pharaoh, King Pharaoh, heard the voice of God.
法老王也听到神的声音。
He received a dream from God of 7 skinny cows and 7 fat cows.
他在异梦中梦到这个七只瘦牛，七只肥牛。
So the Bible is full of heathens hearing the voice of God.
所以呢，圣经里面充满了这些。还没有信主的这些外邦人，他们可以听见神的声音，或是做异梦的这些记录。
There are some books written today saying if a heathen learned it first, it's evil.
那现在就有一些教导说，如果是非基督徒听到神的声音，那个就是邪，那个就是邪门。
And they say I have to then reject it.
他说，那我这样子我要拒绝。
I say that is unbiblical.
我说那是不合圣经的。
The Bible says God gives revelation to Even heathens.
那圣经说神会把启示给人，包括那些还没有信主的人。
One lady in America is teaching this material to non-Christian inner-city children.
那有一个女士在美国呢，她就在那个还未信主的小孩子当中教导这个聆听神的声音。
She has rewritten the booklet for 8 to 11-year-old kids.
她重新呢用还小孩子的这个语言呢，写了一套，特别是给8岁到11岁的小孩来上课。
She meets with them after school in the park and in the school grounds in her car.
她就在这个下课的时间呢，就带这些孩子们在这个公园里面就教他们。
Many of the kids in her group did not have a Christian background.
那很多在这个小组里面的这些孩子们呢，都不是基督徒。
And they were able to journal and hear God's voice every single time.
那每一次他们相聚的时候呢，他们在做属灵日记的时候呢，这些孩子们都可以听到神的声音。
As a result of that, they got saved.
也因为这样，这些孩子也就得救。
And they got baptized in water and in the Holy Spirit.
他们也就这个在教会受洗，并且呢，在被圣灵充满。
So non-Christians can hear the voice of God.
所以呢，非基督徒也可以听到神的声音。
We're just saying we recommend that you be a Christian.
但是呢，我们只是说，我们建议，好，你要自己要来倾听神的声音的时候，你必须是一个重生的基督徒。
Number two, we want you to accept the Bible as the inerrant word of God.
第二个呢，就是请你必须要接受圣经是神完全无误的话语。
And that gives you a standard to test your journey against.
那这样子的话，就可以给你自己有一个很好的基础来查验你听到的神的声音。
Number three, we want you to demonstrate your love for God by reading the Bible.
那第三个就是希望你透过能够来专心读神的话，能够来显示你对神的爱。
It takes a day and a half to read the New Testament, so I recommend read the New Testament.
那因为只要花一天半就可以把新约读完，所以我会建议你先读新约。
Now, a baby Christian can meet all five requirements in the first week of their Christian life.
那一个刚重新得重生得救的基督徒，可以在一个礼拜里面完成这五个要求，所以我相信你也可以。
Because I don't want to say to them, you cannot hear God's voice till I teach you 6 months of theology.
因为呢，我不需要告诉你说，如果你要听神的声音的话，你必须要有六个月的神学训练。
Number four, we want an attitude of submission to the Bible.
那第四个呢，就是说你要愿意顺服神在圣经上启示你的话。
So when you need to repent, you repent.
所以如果有需要悔改的地方，我们要悔改。
And number five, we'd like you to have two or three spiritual advisors that you can go to for input.
然后第五个就是说，我们希望你有两三个属灵的导师，是你可以去跟他查验你所领受的是不是出于神的。
The next page talks about spiritual advisors.
那下一页就讲到我们这个属灵的这个导师辅导。
So let's just try to cover that one page before we quit.
那在今天结束之前，我们就要把这个这一个属灵的辅导把它讲完。
This idea of having a spiritual advisor or a shepherd that I can submit my life to.
这个我自己觉得在我生命中需要的一个保护呢，就是一个属灵的辅导。
All right, a spiritual advisor provides an umbrella of protection and keeps me safe.
一个属灵的辅导呢，就像是这个下雨天的一个拿着一把雨伞一样，可以保护我。
Under the umbrella on the left side, it says to obey our leaders.
在这个雨伞的左边写到，我们要顺服那些这个属灵的辅导。
We should submit to them. They keep watch over our souls.
因为他们呢为我们的灵魂呢警醒，所以我们要顺服他。
And the Bible says, let them do this with joy and not with grief.
那圣经告诉我们说，当他们在为我们灵魂警醒的时候，我们要让他们喜乐，不要让他们忧愁。
Now, giving the person over you grief means you nag them. you whine and beg.
如果说你使他们忧愁，就表示你并不与你无异啊。
I had a lady who brought her journaling to me, and she was whining.
那我有一个常常拿她的这个属灵日记来给我看的这个女士呢，她常常就会有一些对我不高兴。
She was submitting her journaling to me.
她把她的这个日记给我看。
There were three pastors in our church.
那有在我们教会有三个牧师。
She was journaling about one of the other two pastors and his wife.
那她呢，就是 she was
journaling about one of the other pastors.
She showed it to him.
No, she was as she journaled, God spoke to her about one of the other pastors.
那她在记录她的属灵日记的时候，她就记录到神告诉她关于在教会的另外两位牧师其中一个牧师的事。
And she read her journaling to me.
然后她就把她的这个记录呢读给我听。
It said the pastor's wife is a witch.
那上面写那个牧师的太太是个女巫。
And because she will not repent, God is going to kill her.
那因为呢这个女巫不要悔改，所以神要杀死她。
And then I'm going to marry the pastor.
然后我要跟那个牧师结婚。
That was this woman's journaling.
那个是这个拿来给我看属灵日记的妇人的日记。
And I said, that's not God.
那我就告诉她这不是从神来的。
And she said, yes it is.
她就告诉我对这是从神来的。
I said, no it isn't.
我说不是啦，这不是从神来的。
She said, yes it is.
她就跟我这个唱反调说我觉得那是从神来的。
I said, you're giving me grief.
我说你让我忧愁。
You're not honoring what I'm saying.
你不尊重我对你所说的。
And she said, well, I heard it. It came the same way that God's voice always comes.
他说呢，我就像每一次在写这个日记的时候那一种及时的意念一样，这个意念也是同样来到我的心中啊。
I said, of course it came the same way.
我说当然是一样的啊。
All spirit communication sounds like a spontaneous thought.
所有灵里的交通沟通都是一种及时性的意念进到你的心中的。
How many of you know when demons talk to us, it's spontaneous negative thoughts?
你知道吗？当邪灵对你讲话的时候，也是同样是种及时性的负面消极的意念。
If you've experienced that, would you say amen?
如果你也有这样的经历，请你说 amen. Amen.
And so, of course, it came the same way.
所以我说。当然你领受这些想法是一样的方式啊。
It was a spontaneous thought.
它也是一个及时性的意念。
But it was negative and not positive.
但是它是负面的，并不是积极的。
It came from an evil spirit, not the Holy Spirit.
这是从邪灵来的，不是从圣灵来的。
She said, I was wrong.
她说，对。
I said, guess what?
我说你猜一下。
You get to do whatever you want to do.
你可以做任何你想做的事。
Because you're giving me grief.
因为你给我忧愁。
And the Bible said, if you give me grief, that's unprofitable for you.
那圣经上说，如果你让我忧愁呢，就与你无益。
Because you know what I'm going to say?
因为你知道我要对你说什么吗？
Go and do whatever you want to do.
你就去做你想要做的事吧。
I cannot force you to honor me.
我不能强迫你要来尊荣我。
And I'm not going to try to control or manipulate you.
那我也不想要来控制你。
Because that's what heathen do.
那是因为神也不会这样做。
And Jesus clearly said, "We do not lead like heathen do."
因为呢，这个耶稣告诉我们，不要像外邦人一样那样掌控那些人。
So you're free to believe what you want.
所以你可以自由的相信你要选择相信的。
So she left my office believing she would marry the pastor.
所以她离开我的办公室的时候，她就相信她很快就要跟那个牧师结婚了。
However, for the next 25 years, that pastor and his wife lived happily together.
那不幸的是，接下来25年，那一对这个牧师夫妇都非常快乐的活在他们的这个婚姻生活中。
And that pastor's wife did die just a year or so ago.
但是这个牧师的太太一年前真的因病过世。
So her journal entry was wrong.
所以她的这个属灵日记是错的。
But if she would have honored her shepherd and submitted it, she'd have been fine.
但是如果他能够尊荣他的属灵辅导，听从他，顺服他，他就会 OK。
But she wouldn't do that.
但是他不要。
She gave me grief.
他让我忧愁。
Don't give me grief.
不要给我忧愁。
I get mad.
我会生气哦。
How many people do you want to submit your journaling to?
在你的生命中有多少人你想把你的属灵日记跟他分享？
The next verse says.
这下一个经文说
In the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
谋士多人便安居
Is that one counselor or more than one counselor?
依照这句经文我们需要一个属灵辅导还是多个属灵辅导
More.
More.
How many should we submit our journaling to?
那到底应该找几位来分享查验我们的属灵日记呢
Give me some answers.
要不要猜一猜几个人呢 ？Two or three.
I like two or three.
哎，我蛮喜欢这个答案的，两个或三个。
The Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every fact is established.
那圣经上说呢，靠这个两三个人的见证就可以来句句都要定准。
And that word in the Greek, every fact, is every rhema, every spoken word.
所以呢，这句句都要定准，就靠两三个人的口做见证。
So I've had three people for the last 30 years of my life that I submit my journaling to.
所以在过去三十年呢，我有三位属灵的辅导，是我把我的属灵日记交给他们看的。
I think your first person should be your spouse.
我想你第一个选择应该是你的配偶。
If I cannot get my journaling past Patty, I don't go any place else.
如果呢，我不能把我的属灵日记给我的太太的话呢，那我就不能给任何人了。
And then I have two others that I email my journaling out to.
那我现在还有另外两个呢，是我会把我的这个属灵日记 email 给他的。
They both live about 3,000 miles away, but I'll get an email back within 24 hours.
他们都离我3000里远，但是每次我寄给他们，24小时之内，他们就会把答案寄回来给我。
And these counselors keep me safe.
这些属灵辅导可以来保护我。
If you want to be safe, say, I want to be safe.
那跟我一起说，我要被保护。
我要被保护。
Amen.
Amen.
So So what should I look for in these three spiritual counselors?
所以这两三个属灵辅导里面，我应该找什么样的人？
Under the umbrella on the right, we've listed six things.
在这个雨伞的右边，我们有写了六点。
Number one, they should be a close friend.
第一个就是一个亲近的朋友。
Number two, they should be someone who knows the Bible.
第二个是他应该是认识圣经、熟悉圣经的人。
And number three, they should be someone who can sense the voice of the Holy Spirit.
那第三个当然他自己也要能够聆听到神的声音。
Because when you go to this person with your journaling,
因为把你的属灵日记拿给这个人看的时候，
you do not want to ask them, what do you think about this?
你不要问他说你觉得我写的怎么样。
You want to ask them, what does your heart say about this?
你要问他说你的心里对于我所写出来的感受如何。
Does your heart bear witness this came from Jesus?
你的心是不是跟我的心可以同证我所写的是从神来的呢？
How many know that's a very different question than what do you think about it?
有多少人可以分别你的心里是不是跟我同证这是从神来的，还有你的脑袋里面认为我写的如何，这两个问题是不同的。
Amen.
Amen.
Don't ever ask anyone what they think about stuff.
不要问任何人他脑袋里面对于你写的属灵日记的看法是怎么样。
Because our thoughts are not God's thoughts.
因为我们人的意念不是神的意念。
Our ways are not His ways.
我们的道路不是他的道路。
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are His thoughts higher than ours.
因为如同天高过地，他的意念也高过我们的意念。
If I said to my spiritual advisor, I have a journal entry saying I should build an ark.
如果我告诉我的这个属灵的辅导说，在我的这个属灵日记写我要建造一个方舟。
Because it's going to rain for a whole year.
因为这一年都要来下雨。
What do you think about that?
你脑袋会怎么想？
Well, since it's never rained, I think that's stupid.
那如果天都不下雨的话，我就会觉得说这是一个很愚蠢的想法。
How about this for a journal entry?
那如果这样呢？
God gave me a military strategy.
神给我一个服饰的策略。
We're going to blow trumpets at the wall till it falls down.
我们要吹角一直到墙倒。
What do you think about that?
你认为这个想法这个怎么样呢？
I think it's a bad military strategy.
我觉得是一个很糟的这个军事策略。
How about this for a journal entry?
如果你听听看这一个属灵日记说的。
I'm going to raise my arms and people are going to walk through the Red Sea on bare ground.
我要举起我的杖来，然后让人可以从红海经过。
Well, I think you've lost your brain.
我会觉得你丧失了你的头脑。
See, if you ask people what they think,
你看，如果你问人他怎么看你的属灵日记，
you'll be talked out of all the miracles God wants to do in your life.
你可能所有神要透过你行的神迹奇事都被撤回了。
If you ask your own brain what it thinks, it'll talk you out of the miracles God wants to do in your life.
甚至你问你自己的头脑跟你的理性来分析的话，你都会觉得那神要在你生命中做的这个神迹奇事都不可能成就。
So we need to say to people, what does the Spirit of Christ in your heart bear witness this came from God?
所以我们要教这个属灵日记给我们属灵辅导的时候，我们要问的是说，在你里面的基督的灵是不是能够跟我的心同证，这是从神来的。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Number four.
第四点。
We're looking to submit to somebody who will commit themselves to us.
那我们也是要委身在一个那个愿意为我们付出时间跟精力的人。
Because I am asking for time.
因为我是要要求他为我付出时间。
We don't have to sit down and have lunch every day.
我们不用每一天坐下来吃午饭。
But I do want to email my journaling to you, and I want a response back.
但是我希望把我的属灵日记 email 给你，然后我希望你可以回复我。
I do almost all of my journaling on my computer.
我几乎都是在我的这个电脑上来做我的属灵日记。
Number five.
第五点。
I want to submit to a person who themselves receives counsel.
第五点就是我要找的这个人呢，是他自己也愿意，也有一个属灵辅导的。
I don't want to submit to a dictator.
我不希望找的是一个只是接受的人。
I want to submit to a humble person.
我要找的是一个谦卑的人。
Number six.
第六点。
Do you have six on yours?
在你们的讲义有没有第六点？
Let me give you six.
好，那我现在要告诉你第六点。
submit to one who is ahead of you in the area you're asking about.
那你要选择一个，就是他要做你属灵辅导的话，他要在这方面是走在你前面的人，就是他要是你的前辈，他比你在这方面多深入一点。
Submit to one who's ahead of you.
要选择一个是走在你前面的人。
In the area that you're asking about.
特别就是你要跟他分享你这一块区域的事情，他要对那一块区域的事有所了解的，比你更了解的。
So if I journal about my health issues, I want to submit that to people who know about health.
所以如果我想要分享的是关于我的健康的问题，那我当然要找一个是懂得健康的人。
If I journal about my marriage, I want to submit that to people who have good marriages.
那如果我是要找在婚姻上的一个属灵辅导，我就要找一对夫妻是他们自己在婚姻上也很有见证的。
If I journal about theology, I want to submit that to some theologians.
那如果说我要讲的是这个神学的话，那我也要找一个在神学上有研究的。
If I journal about how to raise $1 million for our university, I'll submit that to people who've raised $1 million.
如果我要这个招募一大笔的基金的话，我也要找一个人在这方面是专家的。
Because people who are equal with me or ahead of me can give me good input.
因为一个跟我相等的或是超越我的人，走在我前面的人，他可以给我一个很好的这个提议。
If the person's never raised $1 million, they probably don't know how to evaluate my journaling properly.
如果我要问的是怎么样可以这个筹募100万的基金，那我问的人没有这样的经验，恐怕他没有办法做我属灵的辅导。
So let's go down on the left side of your sheet.
那让我们再看下来。
What journal entries do I submit?
那我要给什么样的属灵日记呢？
I would submit any major decision of my life.
我要把关乎我生命中重要问题的这些属灵日记要交出去。
Because I really don't want to make a major mistake.
因为我不希望在我生命中做一个错误的决定。
And in addition, I would submit all of my early journaling to my spiritual advisor.
那还有就是我会把我人生生命中比较早期的这些的属灵日记会交给我的属灵辅导。
My first few days and weeks, I submitted most of my journaling to Patty or one of the other pastors.
在我的这三位属灵辅导里面，我都把我最初听到神声音那一个礼拜所写的属灵日记都给他们看。
However, now I might journal for 3 or 4 weeks before I have something I need to submit.
那现在呢，我大概就是每3-4个礼拜会有一个这个属灵日记寄给他们看。
If God tells me that He loves me, I should be at peace. He's here. I don't submit that.
如果神给我的就是说神非常爱我。这一类鼓励的话，我不会交给我的属灵辅导。
Because I'm pretty sure that that's God.
因为我很确定那是从神来的。
If God says move to Taiwan, I will check that out.
如果神有一天对我说你要搬到台湾，我就会好好的这个寻求交给我的属灵辅导看。
That's a major decision.
因为那是一个很重大的决定。
All right, and there's a third category of journaling that I submit.
那第三类我会交出去的这个日记
it may not be listed in your seminar guide.
可能不在我们的这个讲义里面。
So you can just jot it down.
所以我们可以写下来。
I submit anything I'm unsure about.
我会把任何我不太确定是从神来的这些记录都交出去。
Anything I'm unsure about.
任何我不太确定的，我都会交给我的属灵辅导。
If I sit there journaling and say I'm not sure if this came from God, I'll submit that.
如果我在那里聆听神的声音记录的时候，我觉得不太确定是从神来的，我都会把它交给我的属灵辅导。
Because I can't afford to not be sure.
因为我不能付这个犯错的代价。
You tell me, what does an unsure man get from God?
那我请问你，一个心怀二意的人要从神那里得到什么呢？
Do you know?
你知道吗？
Nothing.
就是什么都得不着。
A double-minded man receives nothing from God.
因为圣经说，心怀二意的人不要想从主那里得到什么。
James chapter 3 says that.
雅各书三章这样讲。
So if you're not sure if your journaling came from God, submit it to three people and find out.
所以如果你对于你聆听神的声音的记录你不太确定是从神来的，你就把它交给你那三位属灵的辅导。
If the three people over you say it came from God,
如果这三个人都对你说这是从神来的，
then what do you say?
那你怎么说呢？你 你怎么说呢？
Amen.
Amen.
It came from God.
Amen. 这是从神来的。
You don't say, well, I'm still not sure.
你就不要再说我还是不太确定是不是从神来的。
Because the Bible says the way to find out is to submit it to three people.
因为圣经的原则是你要查验是不是从神来的，就是两三个人的口来定准。
So if your three spiritual advisors say it came from God, you say it came from God.
所以如果三个你的属灵辅导都说是从神来的，你就要说是的，这是从神来的。
All right, one. Okay, how do we define submission?
那我们要怎么定义顺服呢？
Let me define submission as I understand it.
那我来定一下我所知道的顺服。
I think you'll have to write this in the margin. You don't have this in your seminar guide, do you? It's not in there, is it?
框框格子里面有没有？
Is it?
Yeah, there.
You have it? Okay, it should be in a box, but I don't know if you find it or not. Oh, you might have it. Hey.
It is
in a box, okay?
在那个方格子里面，顺服的定义。
Submission is an openness to the spirit-led counsel and correction of several others while keeping a sense of personal responsibility for your own discernment of God's voice within you.
顺服是坦然接受，容许圣灵引导的辅导者提出的指正，同时也愿意负起责任，自己来分辨神的声音。
Underline a couple of key phrases.
在下面有一些重要的句子。
First phrase is spirit-led counsel.
第一个是坦然接受圣灵引导的辅导者。
You're not looking for man's wisdom, you're looking for God's wisdom.
你是要寻求神的智慧，不是人的智慧。
So you're asking them, what is your spirit saying?
所以你要问的是你的圣灵怎么说。
The next phrase you should underline is the correction of several others. Underline several.
那下一个你要在下面划线的是这个辅导者是有几位，不是只有一个，几位的这个指证。
Because we don't submit to one person, we submit to two or three.
因为我们不是只向一个人顺服，我们是愿意接受两三位的遮盖跟服侍。
And the final part of the definition is we keep personal responsibility for our own discernment of God's voice within us.
那第三个要在下面划线的重点就是我们自己要分辨神的声音。
And what that simply means is after I've gone to three people and asked for their input,
这个意思就是说我已经去寻求过三个人的这个意见。
I go back to God in prayer and say, God,
然后我就回到神的面前说神
show me what's true and right in what they have said.
求你启示我，他们所说的是对的还是错的。
So I make a final decision based on what God has shown me.
所以呢，我就要在神显示给我的这个事上呢，我要自己来做最后的决定。
I used to believe that submission meant I left the final decision with the person over me.
那我常常呢，都是呢，选择呢，就是依照那个在我上面的那个人他的决定。
But I've changed my mind.
但是后来我改变我的主意。
Because when I stand before the Lord on Judgment Day,
因为当有一天我要在神的面前来交账的时候，
I have to give an account for my own actions.
我必须要为我自己的行动来负责任。
I can't say the reason I did this was because of a pastor.
我不能够跟神说我会这样做是因为那个牧师说的。
I am responsible on Judgment Day for my actions.
我必须为我自己的行为在神的审判台前交账负责任。
And that means I'm responsible today for my actions.
也就是说我今天就要为我自己的行为行动来负责任。
So once I get input from three people, I'll go back to God and say, show me the truth in this.
那所以当我这个属灵日记给了三个人之后呢，三个人回复之后，我还会带到神的面前，再求神来显示这个真理。
I will not say, show me where they're wrong and I'm right.
我不会向神祷告说主啊求你显示告诉我是不是他们是错的我是对的。
That is an accuser's attitude.
那个就是一个控告者的态度。
That is Satan's attitude.
那是一个撒旦的态度。
I will take the Holy Spirit's attitude.
我会采取圣灵的态度。
Where I come alongside and not against you.
所以呢就是我不是在故意要跟人作对是来到神的面前。
I used to always come against people who disagreed with me.
我曾经有一段时间常常对于那些跟我意见不同的人非常的这个反感。
And the Lord of my journaling showed me that that was the heart of Satan.
那神就在这个属灵日记里面告诉我说，那是撒旦的心。
And he had me preach a sermon one Sunday.
他就让我有一次呢，就传讲一个信息。
Entitled The Accuser versus the Comforter.
就是把这个控告者跟这个安慰者两个的这个特质的一个相对的比较。
He said, "Go through your thoughts and your mind over a 24-hour day."
他就说，你二十四小时就侦查你自己里头的意念。
And ask yourself how many of them are accusative and negative.
然后你查一下，在你意念中呢，有多少是那些控告的声音，那些负面的声音。
And what percentage are comforting?
然后有多少的这个比例是一些安慰的？
In my life, 80% were accusative.
那在我那个时候的生命，有80%都是控告的声音。
I was 80% under the influence of demonic attitudes.
我有80%都是在邪灵的影响的势力之下。
You heard Jesus speak very comforting words to 4 or 5 people here.
你刚刚听到耶稣对这前面来到前面分享的四五位弟兄姐妹讲的这些安慰的话。
He told them how precious they were, how lovely they were, how beautiful they were.
神对他们说他们有多宝贝、多美丽、多重要。
Those are the kinds of thoughts that I harbor inside of me now.
那现在呢，是在我的里面比较多这样安慰的话。
Because God's been telling me that stuff about me and about you for years.
因为神教导我那样的事情，经过很多年，他就告诉我，我的态度其实是被这个邪灵掌控。
And as you journal, He will do the same thing for you.
如果你在做你的属灵日记，神也会同样的显明你内心的状况给你看。
And He will transform you.
他会转化你的生命。
So let's close in prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for what you've spoken this day.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你今天所对我们说的。
We thank you for your unconditional love towards us.
我们感谢你对我们无条件的爱。
We thank you for how much you've chosen to love us and pour yourself into us.
我们感谢你爱我们，并且把你的生命倾倒在我们身上。
We thank you that your love heals us.
我们感谢你，因为你的爱医治了我们。
Father, we thank you for speaking into our hearts this day.
天父，我们感谢你今天对我们的心说话。
Thank you for the beautiful words that were shared with us.
谢谢今天上台来分享的这些安慰的话语。
And we ask that each one of us will learn to hear your voice every day of our lives.
我们向你祷告，在座的每一位，每一天都要听到你的声音。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Give the Lord a hand. Amen.
给耶稣
Hallelujah.
掌声。
Woo! Amen. 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 Do you have announcements for us?
真的是感谢神，我相信今天啊这个信息对我是非常大的帮助哈、啊。好，我们还是几件事情报告。第一件事情还是吃饭，还是请我们原地啊，原地我们等一下请同工马上准备。